Mishpachat Nidah Paragimel Mishnah Chatu. Klaito Shoharet Hayikvur Mekasa Shohecho Lekaslo Sheulon. Kedei Shelo Yevai. There were circular beams of cedar wood that were attached to the wall of the Hecho that extended out to the wall of the Ulam in order to hold up the walls of the Ulam so they should not fall down. The walls of the Ulam were very, very high, much higher than the walls of the Hecho. There were upper floors to the Hecho, so the walls only went up part of the way. As opposed to the Ulam, there were no upper floors to the Ulam, so the walls went up all the way to the top, so it had to be supported by these clones of the Sho'eret. Sha'ashur Shazav Ha'ikvuin B'tikras Ulam. There were golden chains attached to the ceiling of the Ulam, Shebehem Perchei Kuhuna Ulam B'roen Es Ha'ataros. That these chains serve the purpose that the youthful Kohanim would grab hold of these chains to go up to the top of the Ulam, and they would see the crown. The crowns were up above the Hecho attached to the outer wall of the Hecho, so you can see them from the Ulam, and they wanted to see these beautiful golden crowns. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Zechariah about Taurus, Tia Lechelam Ulatuvia Lidaya Ulechem Ben Safani Likarum Behecho Hashem. These crowns were for Chelam, Tuvia, Yedaya, and Chem Ben Safani for Zikarum, for remembrance in the Hecho of Hashem. They put up these crowns, and they were donated by these people. They were beautiful crowns attached to the outer wall of the Hecho, so therefore, the Kohanim, when they run up on these Sharsharet, they can go up to see these Ataros that were attached to the wall of the Hecho. Gapin Shozavai, so I met us on Pitzvah Shohecho. There was a vine made out of gold that was up on top of the entrance of the Hecho. Mudlis Agabi Kloinsos, the vine was held up by these Kloinsos, by these boards. Kamishu Misnade Valo, Gargo, Eshgol, maybe Vitolova. Anybody who wanted to donate gold, he would donate in the form of a leaf, or a single grape, or a cluster of grapes, and he would donate the gold and hang up the Ola, Gargo, Eshgol on the vine. And that way there was gold available. If the giver of Hegel needed it for the better kabbayas, he would take the gold from these vines. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, Maisa Hayav, and Inna Alei, Shlosh Meas Kondor. The other Rabbi Tzadok said there was a Maisa, that there was so much gold on these vines, so many people donated gold, that it took 300 Kondor to move the vine. This is a good one, exaggeration. It was never that heavy that it took so many Kondor to move it. Just Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok is trying to tell us that a lot of people donated gold, and it was very heavy, and it took a lot of Kondor to move the vine. The entrance to the Hecho, the height was at 20 amos, and the width was 10 amos. There were four doors in that entrance, two on the inside and two on the outside. Two doors closer to the Ulam and two doors closer to the Hecho. The thickness of the wall was 6 amos. Each door was 5 amos, covering up half of the width. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Shtayim Blosses Lehecho Ulakaita. There were two doors leading up to the Hecho and the Kodesh. The Hecho and the Kodesh is the same thing, but the Hecho is referred to as the Kodesh. Just since there were two sets of doors, the pasuk says Hecho and Kodesh, referring to the two sets of doors, two doors closer to the Ulam, and two doors closer to the Hecho. Hachitzaynes neftachot otoch ha-pesach, lachzot oiv yishol kaisel. The outer doors that were closer to the Ulam, they opened up into the entrance, covering up the thickness of the wall. Those doors started one amos into the entrance, and they covered up the next 5 amos of the entrance, as the thickness of the wall was 6 amos, so the entrance was 6 amos. While the inner doors that were closer to the Hecho, they were set up right up at the end of the entrance, and they opened up into the Hecho itself and covered up the wall next to the doors. The whole Hecho was totally covered with gold, except for those 5 amos next to the doors, and the doors were 5 amos, and when they opened up, they covered up the 5 amos of the wall next to the door, so there was no reason to cover those 5 amos with gold, since they were never seen, and the doors were opened up all day and covered up those 5 amos. Rabbi Huda, I remember, Techa Pesach, how you own those. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He holds that all the doors were set within the entrance itself. Ukmet it dramita hayu. And the doors that were set up in the entrance were folding doors, and ikfalos l'acharein, they folded behind them. Meaning to say, they folded one half onto the other half. Elu shnei amos u'machzor, elu shnei amos u'machzor. Each half was 2.5 amos. And the door altogether was 5 amos, but they were made up of two pieces. Each piece was 2.5 amos. Chati ama mezuzah mikan, v'chati ama mezuzah mikan. Two doors were set up one half amma into the entrance, while the next two doors were set up one half amma before the end of the entrance. This is different than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds the first two doors were one amma into the entrance, while the next two doors were at the end of the entrance, while according to Rabbi Huda, first two doors, one half amma into the entrance, and the next two doors were one half amma before the end of the entrance, and all the doors opened up into the entrance itself. The two doors that were closer to the Hechel did not open up into the Hechel. Shenemar, this is learned out from the Pasuk, Ushtayim Dlosos with Dlosos. The Pasuk in Hechel says there were two doors to each door. Shtayim Musabos Dlosos. The doors were split into two. Shtayim Ladel Tachas Ushtay Dlosos La'acheres. Two for each door, and all the other doors also were split into two. So according to Rabbi Huda, each door was made up of two pieces. They were folding doors. They folded one on top of the other, one piece on top of the other piece, and all the doors opened up into the entrance itself to cover up five amos of the entrance.